Bezras Hashem Yisparach, today's daf is Memvav Mesechah Shabbos, the 108th daf in Shas. The Gemara was discussing on daf Memhei Amabes towards the end of the Yomud, through the top of the Yomud, the first seven lines on Memvav Amad Aleph, the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan in the Machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether items that have not been designated for use before Shabbos are muktzah or not. What the Gemara simplifies sometimes as calling Rabbi Shimon Lesley muktzah of Rabbi Yehuda Islay muktzah. And the Gemara had suggested that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda in regards to muktzah. Asks the Gemara, Mir Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, does Rabbi Yechanan actually hold like Rabbi Yehuda? In general, Rabbi Yochanan follows a Stam Mishnah. And we're going to follow a Stam Mishnah that doesn't seem to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Utnan, we learned in Meseches Kalim, it's quoted earlier on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis from Perek Yud Ches in Meseches Kalim, in regards to a wagon, Muchani Shalah, the wheel on a wagon, bisman shinish metas, at the time that it's removed, ein chibur la veinim dedesima, it's not considered attached to it, ve'im atzel sima bo'el ames, and it's not protected from a mace if, according to Rashi Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the wagon is 40 saw, it doesn't protect the wheel from tumah, even though normally 40 saw can create its own ohel if it goes over a maze. And the reason for that is because it's not considered attached and connected to the ohel. V'ein goyrin oisib b'shabbis, and you're not allowed to move it in Shabbos v'man shei shel amos, at a time that there's money on it. Gemara is medayik, hoin amos shari. But if there is no money on it, it will be permissible. V'afagad avala b'nashmashas, even if there was money on it on Bein HaShemashos. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be also because Migud is Katsai Bein HaShemashos, is Katsai Lekule Alma, Lekola Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Zeira gives an answer to Mishnah, saying you have to learn that Mishnah in Kalim is talking about Shelo Ayala Boz Kol Bein HaShemashos, that there wasn't money on all Bein HaShemashos, Shelo Lishbar Dvar Vashar Rabbi Yechanan, in order not to destroy the tradition that we have that Rabbi Yochanan said that we follow Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Pamachas halach Rabbi l'diuspera. There was a time that Rabbi went to diuspera. V'ahira, and he taught b'minoyre k'Rabbi Shimon. He taught in regards b'minoyre k'Rabbi Shimon b'ner. Now this is a cryptic statement. The Gemara will ask immediately, what does that mean? Literally, the translation would be that when he came to menorah, he passed like Rabbi Shimon by the candle. So the Gemara qualifies. Iboilu, hoy Rabbi menorah kim Rabbi Shimon b'ner la'teira. Does it mean that he taught when it comes to menorah like Rabbi Shimon, and the ner is mutter? Aydilma, hoy Rabbi menorah li'isura. Or did he teach when it comes to the menorah li'isur, uku Rabbi Shimon b'ner la'teira? But when he paskin like ner, it was like Rabbi Shimon by the candle. Rashi explains that we could understand this statement as one statement. In other words, that when it came to menorah, Rabbi Shimon b'ner, that he was makel on a ner yashan, like Rabbi Shimon. That we saw as the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Mem Dalid Amid Aleph, that he's matir a ner yashan. Or do we look at it as a double statement? One being Matir Ner Yashan, and number two also not being concerned, as we raised at the end of the daf yesterday on the top of Mem Vav Amid Aleph, in regards to a menorah shel chidki, that we're geyzer atu chulyas, or maybe it could be that Rabbi Shimon also holds that that's mutter. Teku tishbi yitareitz kushios va'abayis. Mark continues, Rav Malkia iklalvei Rabbi Simloi. Rav Malkia went to visit Rabbi Simloi v'tiltu sharga, and he moved a candle that had gone out. V'ikbid Rabbi Simloi, and Rabbi Simloi was makbid on it. He said that you shouldn't have done it. Rabbi Yosef Glila iklal asrid Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Glila went to the land where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was the Rav, Tilto Shirga v'Ikbid. He also moved the candle, and also Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina was Makbid. Rabbi Avo, Kikla La'asra de Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Avo went to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Hamitat Shagra, Kikla La'asra de Rabbi Yochan, Loi Mitalto Shagra. When he was by Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he was Mitalto, by Rabbi Yochan he wasn't. Asks the Gemara, Manav Shach, what do you want? If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, he should never be metaltled. Let him follow like Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara in the last narrow line. Really, he holds like Rabbi Shimon. But he wasn't metaltled because he wanted to show deference to Rabbi Yochanan, as we had mentioned, that Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara continues on the first wine line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Sharga de Mishcha, Sharla Tutula. A candle of oil that has gone out, one is allowed to be metalto, because it's not considered most, according to Rabbi Shimon. De Nefta, if it's talking about another type of oil that has a putrid smell, then one is not allowed to be metalto. Rabbi Rav Yosef, Darmi Tavai, De Nefta, Nami Sharla Tutula. They hold that one is allowed to be metaltolit. Most take out the parentheses of the next Gemara, and later on, the Gemara will explain the Svara of why Neft would be permissible to be metal. The Gemara continues with a strange story. I must explain, as I pick up seven lines from the bottom, the noise that you hear in the background. There is an Atzeres Tefillah here by the Kosel HaMaravi, and for all of Klal Yisrael, to protect Klal Yisrael from the rockets that have been falling. And I record this daf with the noise of tefillah in the background. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mekabel our tefillos, and may the schus of those who learn the daf yomi protect as it continues, as it has protected, and Bezer Hashem continue to protect Klal Yisrael. Rav Avya Ikla Levei Rava. Rav Avya went to the house of Rava. Havimi Isim Bei Kora Bitini. His shoes were dirty with lime. Asivi apurye kame de Rava. And he put his feet on the bed in front of Rava. Ikbid Rava. Rava was makbid. Boilitzure. Rava wanted to bother him. Amarle. So Rava asked him the following question. Now this has to be understood on their level, the Amaroyim on their level. What does it mean he wanted to bother him? How did he bother him? He bothered him with Shilas. Amarle. My time up. Rava of Yosef, the army tarvayu sharga de nifta. Nami Sharla Tiltule. What's the reason that both Rabbi and Rav Yosef say that even a candle of a putrid smell oil, one is allowed to be metaltel? Amalei. So Rav Avya answered to Rava, hold the chazal kasya bei mone, because it could be used to cover a utensil. Even though neft is something that is disgusting, the candle could be used to close a utensil that was there to hold the oil of neft. That was the response. Hol v'chazuk suya beimana. Asks the Gemara, Elamiata, kol tzroro shebechotzer mitaltalin. The halacha should be all rocks, all flints in the courtyard should be able to be used. Hol v'chazuk suya beimana, because it could be used to cover a rock, could be used to cover a utensil. Amalei responded, no. Ha ikatars kriyle. When it comes to the menorah, it has already a status of a kli. It's just putrid. Hani, however, when it comes to these, lekatars kriyle, it doesn't have the status of a utensil on it. Milo tanya, do we not learn? Hashim vanizamim vatabos, harehein kekol akelim hanitolim bechotzer. Bracelets and nose rings and finger rings, they're considered like all kelim that you're allowed to move. They're considered a kli and not muktzah machmas gufo. V'omar ula and ula explain matam, what's the reason that's permissible? Hol v'ikat yaris kli aleha, since it's considered a kli. Hachanami hol v'ikat yaris kli aleha. Therefore, when it comes to the menorah of neft, since it has a status of a kli, it could be used for something positive, so then in such a case, it's no longer muktzah. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Baruch Rachmana, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, delo ksifa Rava or Rav Avya, that Rava was not able to embarrass Rav Avya. Presumably because Rav Avya wasn't deserved of being embarrassed based on that event. The Gemara now continues the discussion of the status of Kalim in regards to Muksa, and particularly the Shita of Rab Shimon vis-a-vis Kalim. Ramile Abaye le Rabba. Abaye asked Rabba, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Maizar Shemin Shebenev Shebekara Aser. The leftover oil inside of a plate is Aser. Rabbi Shimon Matir, and Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible. This, of course, is very much reminiscent. We learned earlier this halacha that the leftover oil, according to Rabbi Shimon, is Motir. Even though the oil was not designated for any type of food use, nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon allows one to use the oil. Alma the Rabbi Shimon lesley muksa. We see from here that Rabbi Shimon does not hold of muksa. Asks the Gemara or Minu, but I'll ask you the following kasher. Rabbi Shimon Omer kol she'ein mumay nikar berev yomtiv. When we're talking about a bechor, if its mum is not seen on Erev Yom Tov, Ein Zeh Min HaMuchan. In order to understand this Raya of the Gemara, we need a short introduction. The Torah Akdosha tells us that a Bechor, is to be given to a Kohen and offered up on the Mizbeach, and then it could be eaten by the Kohanim. If, however, the Bechor had a Mum in it, then in such a case, it cannot be brought Al Gabe HaMizbeach. Now, what happens if you have the Mishnah in Beitza describes what happens if you have an animal that was thought to need to be brought on Gabi Mizbeach, but it turns out that the animal has a mum. Says Rabbi Shimon, Kol Shein Mum Arnika Berev Yontif Ein Zeh Min HaMuchan, and it isn't considered prepared. Now wait a second, what do we see? That when it comes to Muktza, Rabbi Shimon seems to be choshesh for Muktza in such an instance where the mum of the Bechor wasn't recognized beforehand. Answers the Gemara, no. Hachi hashta, hasam, adam yoshem mitzapeh masaytich b'neiro. When it comes to the candle, so then a person waits for his candle to go out and then uses the leftover oil. Hasam. Hacha, excuse me. However, when it comes to Bechor, Adam Yoshev Umitzape Masa Yipo Bamum, Meimar Amar Mi Yemar Dinafel Be Muma. Who says a mum is ever going to fall? It's not something that he expected. Therefore, the Gemara's Teretz is, when it comes to Rabbi Shimon, it's considered a little bit prepared. However, when it comes to something like a animal that's a Bechor, it's using Rashi's definition on Memheyam Abeis, it's lo chazi v'dachya b'yadayim. It's entirely removed from his mind that it'll ever become his. That he'll be able to slaughter it before it's brought as a carbon. V'im timtza lomar d'nafel b'mum kavua. And even if mum is false, the Gemara continues its proof. Mi yemen d'mizdakik le'chacham. Who says a chacham is going to be able to look at it and say that it's permissible? Period. Here in the background, you now hear the Mekubal, Rav David Batsri, saying words of Chizuk here at the Kotel HaMaravi. We continue on with the daf, Masiv Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question. Mefirin Nidorin B'Shabbos, V'Nisholin Ladorin Shehein L'Tzarech Shabbos. The halacha is that one could revoke a neder, as well as one could ask on a neder. Rashi explains, Mefirim, we should know the difference between Hafara and She'ela. A husband has the right to revoke his wife's vow, and She'ela is a Chacham, is Shoel on a Neder, and shows that the assumptions of the Neder were incorrect. So let's say, for example, a person takes a Neder being an Iser Cheftza, he says that he's not going to eat a certain object. So before Shabbos, in such a case, he had no Havamina. He had no thought that he'd be able to eat it. Yet he's allowed, so the woman never thought that, let's say she took a neder not to drink orange juice. So when Friday she took the neder, she never thought that she'd be able to drink on Shabbos. And if her husband's mefir a neder on Shabbos, so then in such a case, came Shabbos itself, she didn't think that she'd be able to drink the orange juice. Similarly, someone who said the orange juice was asur to him, and the chacham was matir it because of she'ela. V'amai le'mal teiti above object that we had above. Le'ma mi'em nimzdakik le'bal. How do we know that the baal is going to do it? Just like we said above, mi'em adinafale muma, the same should apply here as well. Answers the Gemara. Hasan k'der Rav Pinchas mishmei derava. We're following the opinion of Rav Pinchas, the name of Rava. D'amar Rav Pinchas mishmei derava, kol anodras al das baila, hin no deres. And when a woman makes a neder, she knows it's entirely dependent on the affirmation of her husband. So we see the idea of mi emer denafel will affect Hilchos Muktzah according to Rabbi Shimon, that when it comes to a Bechor, it's entirely removed from the person. And Rabbi Shimon says the fact that it might get a mum will not undo its status of Muktzah, that this is a form of Muktzah even Rabbi Shimon agrees with. In contrast to the oil and the candle, he knows eventually the candle will go out and he might have some extra oil to be able to use. The work continues on the first wide line on Memvav on the base. Tashma Nishon Ladarim Shel Tzarech Shabbos B'Shabbos. A person is allowed to ask She'ela on Nadarim for Tzarech Shabbos. V'amai Lema Miyem and Mizdakik Le Chacham. We should say, how do we know that the Chacham will give him a heter? So since we don't know the Chacham will give him a heter, so then the Neder should make those foods Muktzah to him. Asks the Gemara, Hasim Yilom Mizdakik Le Chacham Sagi Le Begimel Hedyotos. When it comes to Nedarim, three Hedyotos, three simple people, could also be mefer his Neder. Hacha over here, Miyemen de Mizdakik Le Chacham. Here, when it comes to Bechoros, you could only use a Chacham. Only a Chacham could be Matir Amum from Bechoros. Rashi Dibar Maskel Hacha explains, and therefore it's considered foreign to him, it's not something that was shayach to him, and therefore muktzah. Rashi points out, if we were talking about a mum hanikar, notice, when we had quoted the Mishnah and Beitza, the Mishnah and Beitza was talking about a mum she'eino nikar. A mum hanikar could very well be, would not be considered muktzah. Rami le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, miyam Rav Shimon kavsa mutla tautla, kavsa in lo kavsa loy. That Rabbi Shimon told us that when the light goes out, so then in such a case, one is allowed to move the ner. Why is it asur to be metaltel the ner when it is lit? If Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold its muktzah, what's the reason it's asur? Now, we already explained this when we did the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. However, now the Gemara is going to flesh out this svara of Rabbi Shimon. Amim Dalet Amin Alf, the Mishnah told us Rabbi Shimon says you could be metaltel in there except if it's lit on Shabbos. Now the Gemara explains why. Dilma Mahadi did not get law kavsa. The reason it's usher is because at the time that you're being metaltel it might go out. Asks the Gemara, Shemina le Rabbi Shimon. But didn't we learn that Rabbi Shimon said, the Amar, Dover Shemiskavi Mutter? Rabbi Shimon was of the opinion that if you don't intend to extinguish the candle, the halacha is that it is mutter. In other words, what does that mean that it is mutter? That Rabbi Shimon holds that it's not definite that the act, the iser melacha, is going to take place. It might happen. Dover Shem is scaving. It's not your intention. The halacha is that's mutter. Desanya, as we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, goyer adam kisa mita v'safsal. A person is allowed to drag these items, a chair, a bed, and a bench. Ubavachlo iskaven lasis charitz, on the condition that he doesn't intend to make a hole. Says the Gemara. So what do we see? Kol hecha deik dechi mechavim ik isur deraisa. We must say that when a fellow is mechavim and it's an isur deraisa ki lo mechavim gozer Rabbi Shimon midrabanan. We must answer that it's still aser midrabanan according to Rabbi Shimon a dover shein mechavim. In other words, if you know that there is a possibility that it might go out and you'll be over an isur deraisa, Rabbi Shimon says that you're not allowed to be metaltel the ner midrabanan. Kol hecha de mechi mechavim ika isur deraisa. But if what's at stake is only an isur deraisa, Rabbanan, ki lo mechavin shari Rabbi Shimon lechatchila. Then Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible. So in our case, because the potential kibui is going to be in Iser Doraisa, so then in such a case, then even midrabbanan, there is a gzeira. Rashi explains that this stands in contrast to chofer kal achar yad, when the person is dragging the bench, that is not a direct act of chafira, and therefore it's not going to be in Iser Doraisa, and therefore one is allowed to move the bench in such a manner. However, the Gemara rejects this pshat. For those of you who are familiar, in Mirtzeh Hashem, the halacha from the daily daf will focus on
the sugya of Dover She'ina Miskave. Those of you familiar know that we don't differentiate between a potential Issur D'oraisa, and if it's a Dover She'ina Miskave, it's going to be mutter. And therefore, the Gemara rejects this position. Masav Rava. Rava asks the following question. This is not correct. Meichrei Ksus, Meichrin Kedarkon. People who sell clothing are allowed to sell clothing that will cause them to be wearing shatnez together, with the condition that they don't intend to have hana from the clothing to protect them from the sun during the sunny period, and to use it as a protection from the rain, from the rain period. Mipnei hagsham vatsnuin, and those who are modest, mavshin b'makal acharein, they are machmir, even though they don't have to, and they carry it on their back by putting some type of rod on their back and having the clothes propped upon them. Now, in Mochrei Ksus, here we're dealing with an Issur D'oraisa of Shatnez. V'hocha d'chi mechavim Issur D'oraisa ika, ki lo mechavim shari. Yet the Mishnah said in Klayim, in Perek Tes, we quoted earlier, Chavtes HaMebeis, the one that we mentioned just now, Mochrei Ksus, that the halacha is that you're allowed to wear it as long as it's not your intention to derive benefit. Kilo mechavin sharev shim lechatchila? Question mark. So it must be that our above complicated explanation, that we wanted to say that even though Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, but if it's going to come to an Issur D'oraisa that might be done, then in such a case it's Asur Midrabanan, the Gemara rejects that. Ela Marava, Hanach, no. The reason why Rabbi Shimon says that you're not allowed to be metaltal the ner, Hanach l'ner Shemin upsila, hold the nase bosses l'dovera asur. What happened was this menorah becomes a base to the flame, which is mukta, and therefore the menorah is considered a basis ladavar. Also, we've just been introduced to a new concept of mukta. Not only is an object mukta, but if it's sitting on something, the way we paskin, whether Rav Shimon agrees with this or not, is a separate discussion. But when we paskin that if a mukta item is sitting on a base, when it's considered a full-fledged base, that requires a separate discussion. But when it's sitting on a base, the halacha is that the base can become muktzah if it was on the base bein hashmashos. Let's say I have a lamp that normally sits on a desk, and that is its place to sit on the desk. It was there on bein hashmashos. La halacha, the desk is considered muktzah if it is a basis, it's primary purpose is to serve as a base for that lamp. And for that reason, the menorah is going to be considered muksa because it's a base for that flame. And once it's considered a base for that flame, it's considered a basis ledavar ha'asur. So the reason why Rabbi Shimon is machmir in a ner is he says the ner becomes a basis for the flame, which is muksa. And even Rabbi Shimon holds of the concept of basis ledavar ha'asur. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Mem Vav. I conclude recording this as the Atzeres HaTfila concludes by the Kotel HaMaravi. It's so such a dramatic feeling looking down 200 feet away from the Kotel HaMaravi, where there are many Jews who've come to daven to protect Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And Be'ezer Hashem, we hope when this daf comes back, in 7.5 years ago, we won't be looking down at the Kotel HaMaravi, but we'll be looking up at the Makom HaMikdash, with that Beis HaMikdash, where there's Shalom on Klal Yisrael, on Eretz Yisrael, and in the entire world. We now go to the Halacha section for Daf Mem Vav. Bezras Hashem Yisparech, our Halacha section from Daf Mem Vav emerges from the Gemara in the bottom of Mem Vav HaMebeis that discusses the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says Dover She'ina Miskavein is mutter. The position of Rabbi Shimon is the position that we accept lahalacha. And as we pointed out in the Daf Shir, Rabbi Shimon will allow an individual to do a malacha that has the potential for a Isur Doraisa, and we do not follow the opinion that says that if it has the potential for the Isur Doraisa, then it's going to be Usur Midrabanan. Rather, in all cases, we paskin, Rabbi Shimon says, if it's a Dover Sheni Miskavein, it is Mutter. It is well known, and we've discussed this in previous Shi'urim as well, that the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the opinion of Abaye Virava that Rabbi Shimon is Moda if you have a Psik Reshe. So let us discuss Psik Reshe tonight and Suffolk Psik Reshe. Psik Reshe is, let's start with Dover Shein Miskaven. There are three different instances of halacha starting from Dover Shein Miskaven, going to Psik Reshe, going to Psik Reshe de Lo Nichale, and finally we're going to introduce the idea of Suffolk Psik Reshe, which is conjured up in our Gemara. We'll give examples of all of them. Our Gemara gave an example of a Dover Sheni Miskaven as an individual who is dragging a bench from one place to the next. He's not sure if a hole is going to be made in the ground. In such a case, Rabbi Shimon holds its mutter, and that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Lamed Zayin. The Lashon of the Mechaber is, Hilkoch Gor Adam Mita Kisa V'Safsel Shin Lamed Zayin Aleph, Bing don bing tanim ubil vachelo yiskavin lasos chariz. As long as the individual's intention is not to make a hole, the halacha says that it is permissible. However, the Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that in a case of where it's inevitable, for example, the Gemara over there is describing someone who actually furrows, and he knows for sure that he's going to furrow in the land, so then in such a case, the halacha says that if it's a psik reshe, it's going to be aser, and could very well be even chayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says that, however, if it's a case in which the furrowing is taking place in the land of his friend, and he's not getting any benefit from the Harisha. In other words, the one who's furrowing doesn't get any benefit for him. He's not getting paid for it. He's not getting any benefit. So then in such a case, according to the opinion of Tosfos, that becomes, as Rashi says, psik resha de lo ichpas le, and some call that a psik resha de lo nichale. And if he's not getting anything positive out of that action, so then in such a case, there are some who claim that it's mutter, some who claim that it's aser derabanan, and if you look back in our previous shiurim, towards the end of the second perek, we discussed this inyan of psik resha de lo nichale as a separate topic in of itself, discussing the status of LED lights. I'd like to discuss, Be'ezer Hashem, now that we've been introduced to three different types of instances, Dover Shein Miskaven, Psik Reshe, and Psik Reshe Delo Nichle. Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter, Psik Reshe is Aser, Psik Reshe Delo Nichle is in Machlokas Rishonim. What about a Suffolk Psik Reshe? In Simin Shin Tez Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Taz. Mishnah Berurah can be found in Sif Katan Tezayin of Simin Shin Tezayin, Shin Tezayin Tezayin, that discusses the following Taz in regards to trapping. The Taz says that it's an Isur Derabanan for an individual to trap flies on Shabbos, and therefore one has to be careful for Psik Reshe if one is going to close, let's say, a toy chest, and there's going to be flies in there, you have to be careful that there aren't flies. However, the Taz says, if a person with a wave of a hand attempts to remove the flies, even if he's not positive that he's not going to be trapping any flies, he's still a suffolk. So says the Taz, that's a suffolk psik reshe, and a suffolk psik reshe is going to be acceptable. In other words, if he's not sure that the psik reshe is going to take place, in such a case, we allow the individual to close the toy chest. Be'er Halacha goes on to show that this is really a Gemara we learned on Mem Aleph on Mebeis, according to the Ramban. The Gemara Mem Aleph on Mebeis told us that if an individual has a metal utensil that was hot, one has to be careful not to pour water inside if one intends to forge the metal. The Ramban points out that even though it's a psik reshe that the metal is going to be forged, the Gemara said, "Bilvad shelo yiskaven litzaref." He has to be careful not to intend to forge the metal, which is mashma, that if his intention was not to be mitzaref, even if it's inevitable, says the Ramban, the halacha is that it's mutter. Why? Says the Ramban, because it's not, we don't know that all metals are forgeable material at that particular heat, and so on. So he's not doing a definite process of forging the metal, melting the metal, if he doesn't know that this metal is subject to going through this melting process with the cold water. Says the Be'er Halacha, the Ramban is introducing the idea of a suffek psik reishe. In a case of where the metzius is not clear, so then in such a case, like the Taz, it will be mutter. It seems that the Be'er Halacha would follow this lahalacha, which means that we've discussed in the past sensors, that if a person passes a sensor, could very well be, as we argued, Rav Nevenzal is of this position, that psik reishe delo nichale would be usher even in Nisar Drabbanan. However, if a person is not sure about the metzius, even though there is a possibility, nevertheless, according to the Taz and the Be'er Halacha, if there's a significant possibility, it will not go on. If it's a significant possibility, the metal will not be forged. If it's a significant possibility that once he attempted to get out the flies, there won't be any flies in there, so then it's a safek psik reishe, and the halacha is that according to the Taz, it's mutter. So even though we have Rav Shimon that's mater Davar Shem Miskaven across the board, not like the Havamin of our Gemara, which seemed to indicate that Davar Shem Miskaven Nisa D'Araisa will be Osir Midrabban according to Rav Shimon, that is rejected Lahalach, as we point out in Shin Lam Zayin and from the Pashtus of our Gemara, despite the fact that we have Psik Reishe, which is at least Osir Midrabban. Nevertheless, we have a new category of suffix psik reishe, which according to the Taz, and it seems the Be'er Halacha, and Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa mentions this in his new sefer, in the Hakdama to Meleches Machsheves, he quotes suffix psik reishe as being a legitimate heter. And we now apply it in terms of a sensor. If a person does not know for sure a sensor is going to go off, then he could rely on the idea that it's a suffix psik reishe. And if the Isser, and we have to add this, this is an important caveat, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's a Savik Psik Reisha on an Isser Drabbanon, one could be Mako. If, however, it's an incandescent bulb that might go on, it could very well be that, according to Mishnah Berurah, one will have to be Machmir in himself Psik Reisha on an Isser Doraisa. Finally, what is going on? What is the difference between Savik Psik Reisha and the case of Davar Sheinu Miskaven? So Rav Nevenzal explained a beautiful point, that when it comes to Davar Sheinu Miskaven, over there, it's not clear whether the bench is going to make a hole in the ground. A Savik Psik Reisha, if you spend some time, says the Taz, and check if the flies are in the chest, then you'll be able to see. The halacha, according to the Taz, is not mechayiv you to be mevara. So too, when it comes to the sensor, you could have checked before Shabbos, but for whatever reason, you didn't. So, in terms of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, you can't claim that this is a Davar Sheinu Miskaven. Anything that's shayach levrure, then in such a case, is not considered Davar Sheinu Miskaven, and it could very well be that even if we're mekel, like Rabbi Shimon says, Davar Sheinu Miskaven is mutter, where it's kal livrure, then the heter Rabbi Shimon does not apply. So Rav Nevenzal points out that the heter of Safik Psik Reisha is even if it was easy to be mevarer, nevertheless, the Taz, the Be'er Halacha, based on the Ramban, allow for a Safik Psik Reisha, and therefore, if an individual is caught in a situation where it might be possible to be mevarer, but due to his actions, it might be inevitable that a malacha derabbanan will be done. If it's a suffik psik reisha, according to the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Tezayin, is mutter. If it's a suffik derabbanan, an iser derabbanan, that's at stake.